You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Scientologists regard the publication of Dianetics as a key historical event for their movement and the world, and refer to the book as Book One.
Dianetics, like
the modern science of mental health.
Scientology numbers the years are numbered relative to the first publication of the book.
No way!
1990, for example, being 40 AD after Dianetics.
That's fucking awesome!
The book is promoted as a milestone for man, comparable to his discovery of fire, and superior to the invention of the wheel. Wheels, what have they ever done?
Wouldn't Mad Max have been improved if all the cars had Dianetics books instead of wheels?
I mean, just think of it. You know, a post-apocalyptic movie inspired by the works of L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, Battlefield Earth.
In August 1950, Hubbard held a demonstration in Los Angeles where he presented a young woman named Sonia Bianca to a large audience as the world's first clear.
Ooh.
However, despite Hubbard's claim that she had a full and perfect recall of every moment of her life, Bianca proved unable to answer questions to the audience, testing her memory, including the question of what colour was Hubbard's tie.
It's like Bloody Umbrella Huts, but
yeah. I'm not wearing a tie.
Later on, Hubbard would claim several people had reached the state of clear by the time he presented Bianca as the world's first. These others he had successfully cleared in the late 1940s while working incognito in Hollywood, posing as a swami. I like that. It's like, yeah, I was faking being a religious dude, but a different religious, fake religious dude.
Yeah.
Well, because it was in Hollywood, everyone's a phony.
The first public outline of these ideas was in an article titled Dianetics, a New Science of the Mind, appearing in the pop magazine Astounding Science Fiction.
It's even in a fucking science fiction mag.
An early version of the book, Abnormal Dianetics, intended for the medical profession, was rejected by numerous publishers as well as by the medical profession. An early review summed up the book as a bold and immodest mixture of complete nonsense and perfectly reasonable common sense taken from long-acknowledged findings and disguised and distorted by crazy, newly invented terminology.
But yeah.
Reading the book for Scientific American, Isidore Rabbi criticized the lack of either evidence or quantification, saying it probably contains more promises and less evidence per page than any other publication since the invention of printing.
That's the lamest symbol ever.
Hey man, that's a symbol of the loyal officers of the Galactic Confederation.
Hey, are they the good guys or the bad guys?
They're the good guys.
But isn't Xenu like the head guy, so if they're loyal officers, aren't they?
No, but they're loyal to the Confederation before Xenu took over. It's like the Republic and the Empire. They're like the Jedi.
Which is why Tom Cruise has like mystical mind control powers, but people just go, you know, that's that bullshit religion at him.
Yeah. Do you think Tom Cruise got involved with Scientology because he knew he had weird mystical powers?
And
he
thought
if he joined Scientology, that would be the excuse he could use, like if anyone found out that he had superpowers, he could just go, oh, no, I just got that from Scientology.
I think that's it. Like, Tom Cruise, like, was trying to find an organization that, like, believed him about, like, his, like, mystical powers. And he's like, oh, finally someone else that has mystical powers. And it turns out they're full of crap, but, you know, they like Tom Cruise as spokesman because he actually has mystical powers.
Yeah.
So they're like, whoa, this guy's awesome.
In accordance with Scientology beliefs, members are expected to return to the Sea Org when they are reborn. The Sea Org's motto is, we come back. Members must therefore sign a billion-year religious commitment, pledging to get ethics on this planet and the universe. The subject of death is never a very serious one to a Scientologist, beyond the fact that he feels kind of sorry for himself sometimes. The deceased person was thoughtless enough to dispose of his body and go out of communication. The person sometimes feels pretty unhappy about this and thinks it's a thoughtless thing for a friend to do. Please do not get colds.
Never. Certainly not pneumonia.
What the lifespan of a clear is cannot be answered now. Ask in 100 years.
Yeah, ask me in 100 years, L. Ron Hubbard. Touch assist.
Scientologist touches a person's body in a set manner, avoiding sexual areas, asks the recipient of the process to feel my finger.
Isn't that like one of those YouTube things where people are like, what part of your body am I touching?
It continued until the recipient states that he feels better about what's bothering him.
Now, say you've got...
I'll stop when you feel better.
Ow. Okay, I'm certainly not paying attention to whatever was bothering me.
Can OTs read minds? To answer the question bluntly, yes.
Yes. A thetan who is completely rehabilitated can do everything a thetan should do.
Such as move mess and control others from a distance or create his own universe.
Alright, so what does he need to do? Pull my finger.
You didn't have to spit on me. Oh, sorry, now it's spit on Roxy. We're all getting pneumonia.
See? And I was controlling the mess. Like, it hit Roxy right in the face.
Yeah.
You mean he would some more mess?
Well, don't make me take my, you know, head.
Hey, keep your mess in your pants.
Yeah.
Someone's uploaded.
The Golden Age of Tech 2.
Yes. Now, I should warn you, of course, now, this was for internal Scientology, so, you know, if your brain may explode.
Yeah.
Hang on, wait, what level do I need to be to watch this?
I'm not sure.
It's the miracle of our age.
Units went...
The shoes.
And then you married it, it's a time machine. You take her down the time track.
Oh, it's a time machine, or it's from the 50s. Hang on, pause.
Because when you think of highly skilled, supernaturally competent individuals, you think Elmer Fudd.
I like it how he compares, like, Elmer Fudd's like a positive thing. Like, when Elmer Fudd goes hunting, that's what it's like doing Scientology. Like, that's seriously Elmer Fudd. It's Engram season, Thetan season, Engram season, Thetan season, Engram. Have you seen the one with the internal video with Tom Cruise?
No.
Aww. See, there you go, they got actors.
And the good thing about it is the entire time it plays the Mission Impossible theme behind it. Enjoy.
Well, that's what Mr. Cruise has brought to this world. There still remains one more word on the man.
So I'm going to go towards you.
Tom Cruise, Scientology.
We are the authorities on the mind. We are the authorities on improving conditions. And if you're a Scientologist, you see life, but you see things the way they are. How to run from an SP. His PTSSP has a shatter suppression, confirmed shatter suppression. You apply it, it's like broken. Because they don't come up to me. They do that. Not to my face. Or anywhere in my vicinity where they feel like it. Because I know. So. There's nothing hard away for me.
What is with the overly crazy laughter of random?
It's not evil, it's insane.
Scientologists can be defined by a single question. Would you want others to achieve the knowledge you now have? In answering that question, Tom Cruise has introduced LOH technology to over 1 billion people of Earth.
I don't know, I mean, maybe I haven't been paying attention, but, you know, when did he, Tom Cruise, introduce
Scientology to 1 billion people?
Yeah.
And I think by Tom Cruise existing, anyone that has ever seen a Tom Cruise movie, Scientology has been introduced to him by having seen Tom Cruise.
Any chick that's picked up, like, a Woman's Weekly that has, like, his picture on the front and it says, Scientology.
There's only about, you know, like, a billion, like, Muslims worldwide.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that histories of the world are going to say that Tom Cruise was, you know, a charismatic leader of influence of the same level as Muhammad.
Well,
like, I don't know.
Watch your words, Roxy.
Roxy, dude, he's very charismatic.
Well, I assume that Tom Cruise is so high level that if there's a picture of Tom Cruise anywhere and you see it, the Scientology is immediately, transmitted to your brain. So anyone that has seen Tom Cruise has been introduced to it, therefore a billion people.
Is Tom Cruise programmed into our memory engrams? Well, was there like an ancestral like Tom Cruise who looks exactly the same as modern Tom Cruise but in space? Now and then, in my wanting, I would discover a case which would be extremely reluctant to recover, and then would recover only partially so long as I used data from the current lifetime of the pre-clear. But as soon as I used the whole span of the time track, about 60 trillion years, I could obtain immense immediate response.
Damn straight.
One must be very impartial, even brutal investigation. Last series of cases I ordered, 20 in number, chosen at random from various life strata and suffering from mental and physical ills which were extremely varied, were audited to demonstrate finally to myself one thing only. Can an auditor obtain a swift recovery by auditing the current lifetime only?
No.
I used the most modern of techniques,
1952,
and did a standard auditing address to the current lifetime of each one. I obtained mediocre results, partial recoveries, slight betterment in attitude. Then, I audited each case addressing only past track, prior to this lifetime.
Uh-huh.
The results were swift and spectacular. Thus, I validated for myself the reality that in auditing the whole track, one can obtain excellent results, then auditing the current lifetime, one can obtain slow and mediocre results. From this series came the conclusion. The auditor who insists on auditing the current lifetime only when he has the whole track technique available is wasting time and effort and is, in fact, swindling his pre-clear.
And right acting in all caps.
What's brilliant is that he actually uses the word swindling on her yes. thing. But yeah, he blathers on and it just gets cool. amazing. Oh, but just go to a random case study because effectively what he does...
Ooh, the clam!
Here we go. He gives no background or like how he gets to this. He just like...
Dives into the clam.
Yeah, just does paragraphs of crazy crap you meant to...
A variety of incidents may intervene between the helper and the weeper. These are the evolution chain, which includes jellyfish, seaweed, and some other forms. The clam was, of course, quite thoroughly fixed to the rock, and the state is very static. The clam has many troubles. First of these troubles is a double hinge problem. One hinge wishes to stay open, the other tries to close. Thus, conflict occurs.
Oh no!
In the clam!
The solution occurs when one hinge goes into apathy and the other assumes complete control. The hinge epicenter later become the hinges of the human drawer.
Bam! Yeah.
Should you decide to confirm this, describe to some uninitiated person the death of a clam without saying what you are describing.
Aww.
Can you imagine a clam sitting on the beach, opening and closing its shell very rapidly? The victim may grip his jaws with his hand and feel quite upset. He may even have to have a few teeth pulled. At the very least, he will argue whether the shell stays open at the end or closed.
It stayed closed.
It stayed open.
Open season!
Closed! Okay, open season.
Close season.
Open season.
Close season.
Open season.
Close season.
Close season.
Open season.
Close season.
Open season.
Elmer Fudd. Elmer Hubbard. Elmer Fudd.
He will, with no hint of the death aspect of it, talk about the poor clam, and he will feel quite sad emotionally.
Poor clam!
I feel like Kanye West, weeping for the clam.
It's good to know that there's Kanye West weeping for the clam for the rest of us sinners out.
The weeper is so called because it had to pump salt water. It was deduced that crying in a human being is very unnatural.
Really?
Why is it that a human has to pump out some salt water in order to feel better? Which is to say, why does crying out a grief charge produce such a change in a case? The incident must be one of pumping out salt water.
Totally. I'm a mollusk.
And this is practically the total activity of the weeper, which, living perilously on the edge of the surf, had to pump to eat and to breathe.
Hell yeah.
The creature had two pumping tubes. These later became, because they were the furthest towards the light, the eyes of the human being.
Yes.
These tubes had very rough treatment, getting full of sand, being battered by surf.
Well,
the inability to frequently cry is partially a hang-up in the weeper. He is about to be hit by a wave, has his eyes full of sand, or is frightened about opening his shell because he may be hit. Ocular cases sometimes merely a case of shell shut. Get the preclear to imagine his eyes are in his mouth. Get him to scan through such a situation. You will find the weeper, which he has in re-stimulation.
What, my eyes are in my mouth?
Pretend you're the Cookie Monster.
No.
Cookie!
That's my eyes on top of my head.
Every single person is meant to have, like,
being a clam and everything.
Yeah, being all of that crap. As it goes on, OT levels get progressively shorter, like, the information, and the last one is literally, like, three dot points, which is, like, reread this L. Ron Hubbard book.
Turn to page 500 of your L. Ron Hubbard
type in word 60 and to prove that you...
Watch Battlefield Earth on loop three times.
Make a clay model of each sentence in the book.
Excuse me, what?
Yes!
Kaboom!
Yes, did I just blow...
I'm not in a medically sealed chamber!
Your mind fucking blew!
Ah!
This has been verified. This is not a joke or
so
anything.
So is this why that Nancy Cartwright has made a fucking little baby Buddha
out of Ron Hubbard? Yes, because they make clay models of everything.
Okay, this is just like for drug addicts, where they're like, keep them busy, give them art projects so they don't do drugs, take their money so they don't buy more drugs.
Mm.
Keeps people safe.
And the book of which you're meant to do a clay model of each sentence is the one, you know, you were a clam.
I don't like referring to it like that, but whatever.
The shit where Nibs was on, like, speed. Yeah, that. You're meant to do a clay model of each one of Nibs's, like, badass and trips. Like, when you used to be a burger, when you used to be a muff, when you used to be a pussy, when you used to be a taco. Yeah.
Do you get to take the same drugs or do you have to
do that? Okay, part of the Scientology belief is that you're not allowed to take any drugs whatsoever.
But Nibs is allowed to.
You have to be, like, straight edge.
Okay. They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Also, I don't know how you do a clay model of each sentence in a book, because there's got to be...
What happens half to a the sentence clay models? Because that's a lot of clay models.
They blow them up in a kiln.
Where do they get all?
Also, no. What
how much clay do they need to get in?
Wait, I was gonna say, you know what? Imagine how much you could sell Tom Cruise's clay model of each line of each book on fucking auction. Bam! That's gonna make you more than L. Ron Hubbard ever had.
I think it might be like a Play-Doh, like a sculptor's clay, like not the fired up or anything.
Yeah.
So you can make the thing
clay.
And then like bust it up and make another one and stuff. Like, I think it's permanently, like...
Paper clay.
Is someone assessing your models, or...?
Presumably someone has to assess your clay models, right?
Yeah. Obviously.
Is there, like,
otherwise it wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
That would just be nonsense.
I know, it'd be ridiculous. Pandemonium.
In 2007, two professors in the University of Florida were asked to examine study tech. First professor expressed concern about the practice being taught with uncaused material moronic.
You know, say.
And that's in Florida. Scientology classrooms are equipped with modeling clay. Modeling clay, the premise of every paragraph in Hubbard's book, Dianetics.
See? I'm not kidding about this shit. They seriously modeling clay.
They just like facsimiles, just like a Homo sapiens likes TV. A Thetan can take a facsimile and inspect it. He likes to collect them like a bibliophile collects books. Any Thetan has purloined packages of facsimiles from other Thetans, just like schoolboys take pictures of champions away from each other.
What?
And thus, your Thetan has two things. He has his own record of real experiences of things which actually happened to him. He has whole books of second facsimiles or photographs he has taken from other Thetan banks.
Is this why I'm so heavy when I have extra Thetans? Because they're carrying books.
I think so,
whole library's full. The bodybuilder. The jack-in-the-box is a variety of theta traps.
There is no subject more interesting than that of theta traps.
Mm-hmm.
It's of vast interest to any invader. It is of vaster interest to your creep theater. How can you trap a Thetan? By curiosity, giving him awards and prizes of an implant, by retractor screens, by mock-ups, by ornate buildings in which he will enter unsuspectingly only to be electronicized down. By many such means, the Thetan is reduced from knowing to a colonist, a slave, a messed body.
Can I just interrupt with something?
Did you put him
what did that judge describe to you?
Theta traps.
But just a Scientology building. You go there and you start believing weird shit and they use electronics on you to turn you into an idiot slave. Like, he's like completely describing his own shit. It's so funny.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 Minutes of Madness.